Blog Talk Radio.
And be glad therein. On this evening, I want to talk about God, our Father, gives life. He's the one that gives life. I got my wife here in the studio. We're going to just talk with you just for a minute. Honey, I'm talking about tonight that God, our Father, he's the one that gives life. I can't give life to myself, but God can. What do you got to say about that? And how you doing?
Well, I'm doing fantastic, and God is the giver of life, so we're going to have a fantastic broadcast.
Yes, God is the giver of life. Let's take a look at some things in the Word of God tonight. Over there in Romans chapter 15, verse 4, and it tells us something that we need to pay attention to. What is there?
Even if it was written in Scripture long ago, you can be sure is written for us.
So everything in the Scriptures, we talked about that last night, is written for you and I. What is it?
God wants the combination of his steady, constant calling and warm personal counsel in Scripture to come to characterize us, keeping us alert for whatever he will do next.
Well, we find out from here that God blessed Abraham. We're going to go to that in just a minute, give him a long life. Well, we get to look for the same thing. I know people dying young, and we fantasize. I know we put them in heaven and all that, but I don't believe that God wants us to die really young. And I'm not just saying it because I'm 74, but I believe that God wants you to stay humble and wants to give you a long life. That's what I believe. What do you think about it?
I agree.
I believe that God wants to give you a long life. He wants you to be humble.
Amen.
He wants you to be humble. And if I believe that we stay humble, God will extend our days. Now, we're going to look at some things tonight, and I hope it helps somebody, because it helped me.
Amen.
I was reading it. You said to me, you mean he's going to get me pregnant? You remember saying that to me today?
Yeah.
I said, wow, God can do anything.
Because
Abraham got married at 137 years old and had 6 children. Isn't that amazing?
Yes.
137 years old
mm-hmm.
and had 6 children.
Yeah.
Abraham was 86 before Ishmael was even born.
Hmm.
And he was 90 years old before Isaac was born. I mean, 100 years old. So how many years is that? 14 years or something?
Mm-hmm.
So Ishmael was 14 years old before Abraham had a baby.
Yeah.
So now, if Sarai was 90 years old when...
Mm-hmm.
When Isaac was born, how old was she when? Subtract 14 from that. What is it?
76.
She was 76 years old. How old are you?
51.
Well, by Seco.
Yeah,
by
right.
Amen. 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 So you at the real the childbearing era. I ain't got to the hundred yet. But Abraham had kids. Now, Sarai lived, I think, 130 years old.
Yes, Lord.
So, 37, I think. And so, I think when Isaac was dead, 127, 137, when she died, Isaac was 37 years old.
Yes.
You know that?
Yes, sir.
Now, he was a promise.
Yes, he was.
So, she must have lived. What, 47 years after he was born? And he was 37 when she died, and she was 90 when he was born.
She was 37 years after he was born.
37 years.
Yeah.
Ain't that a blessing?
Yeah. She was 127?
She died at 127 years.
Yeah.
And he was 37 years old when she died.
Yeah.
And Abraham was so had so much vitality. I guess they didn't think he did, because over there in the Chronicles, they didn't give him no credit.
Yeah.
They said he was shacking up.
Yeah, they did.
With concubines.
Yeah.
But King James said he married that girl.
Yes, he did.
So let's go to the scripture. Let's don't play around. Look what it says in Genesis chapter 25, verse 1, from the King James Bible. What is it?
Then again, Abraham took a wife.
He said a wife, not a concubine.
And her name was Keturah.
Abraham got a wife named Keturah, and he was 100 and what?
He was 137
years old.
Uh-huh.
And his son was 37 years old.
Right.
Abraham got a wife. But now, in other words, did he get a wife? He had 6 kids by her.
Right.
Now, who's the one that did, and how did Abraham do that? It had to be God. I mean, people die nowadays at 60. I had a couple of friends die at 53.
Mm-hmm.
My brother died. One died at 60, and one died at 59. I mean, but yet Abraham lived to get 175 years old.
Mm.
Let's take a look at something. It says in verse 7 of Genesis 25, what does it say?
Abraham lived 175 years.
That's from the good God's Word translation.
Mm-hmm.
Now, so if he was 137 when he got married, how many years did he live after he got married?
38 years.
And had 6 children. And good God Almighty. That Abraham was suffering, wasn't it?
Yes.
I'm telling you, he was suffering. Look. Verse 8 says what?
Then he took his last breath and died at a very old age. After a long and full life, he joins his ancestors in death.
Well, that's my topic tonight. Our God gives us life. He lived a long and full life. Did you see what he said? A long and full life. Well, what do you get for that? What do you get for that, honey? A long and full life.
That means that God wants us to have all the promises that he offers us. God has promises, he has blessings. He has promises, he has blessings, and God wants us to live life to the fullest. He gave it to Abraham.
He wants you to enjoy life.
Yeah.
Now, Sarai died. What? 37? What? How many years? Okay. She died at what,
37 years after the promise. But he didn't tell Abraham, okay, you got your promise, and that's it.
Nope.
I mean, keep going.
God promised Abraham that he's going to multiply his seed.
Yeah.
So Abraham had to have some more children.
True.
He has 6 more sons. 6.
6 more children. From 6 more sons, yeah.
Yeah. From Keturah.
Yeah. Sarah
dead. Mike Moore says some people still live in their graveyard.
Right.
Sarah's dead, and Abraham going on with his life.
Right.
He can't stop because God gives him life.
Right.
Now, he could have did like some people. I hear some, man, I don't want no more wife. I've been married one time. And, you know, it didn't work. And so I'm just going to play the field for now. That's not what Abraham did.
Right.
He lived a good, full life. Enjoyed his life.
Amen.
According to the word of God. Right. And that's so important tonight. For you that's listening to understand that God Almighty will give you life.
Amen.
I mean, you know, you say, well, look at me. My father died when he was 47. Now I'm 75, 74. I get my age mixed up sometimes. So how many years that's been that I'm older than my father?
Your father's father, what's your age?
47.
47 and you're 74?
I'm 74.
So is it 37?
No, 27. I live 27 years longer than my father did.
Mm.
Now my grandmother died at 63. 61. How many years did I live up?
16.
My mother died at 53.
24.
Okay, now so God gave me life by his word.
Mm-hmm.
See, that's one thing I've learned in these 41 years I've been serving God, is to take him at his word.
Mm-hmm.
See, I don't go by what nobody else says. I go completely by the word of God. The Bible says God gave life to Abraham.
Amen.
So I believe that. I believe that. So he lived a long and full life.
Mm-hmm.
Then he joined his ancestors in death.
Mm-hmm.
But he lived a long and full life.
Mm-hmm.
Look what he said. I took this note. I think I got it from the Fire Bible. But what it said about Abraham.
Abraham, number one. Father of a multitude, son of Terah, named Genesis 11:27, before his older brothers Nahor and Haran, because he was the heir of the promises.
Now, Terah had three sons.
Mm.
But Abraham became the heir.
Mm.
You know why? Because he was the oldest.
Mm.
Like I was saying tonight, that Aubrey should have been the heir of everything. That's why the young boy had to do what he did, because he wouldn't have been, he couldn't have been the heir anyway, not according to scripture.
Mm-hmm.
The oldest child, oldest boy, he is the heir of everything. But now he can do something crazy.
True.
Like Esau, himself, his birthright.
Mm-hmm.
And so then that made Jacob be the heir.
Mm-hmm.
But originally it should have went to Esau.
True.
So the Bible tells us here that Abraham got his place. Now he had three brothers.
Mm.
But he became the heir of everything that his daddy had. Look, number two, what is that?
Till the age of 70, Abram sojourned among his kindred in his native country of Chaldea.
Abraham stayed home until he was 70 years old. Now that's a, see, that's kind of a hard thing to do. These young men, now they get about 20, 19, they're ready to go. Nobody can tell me nothing. You know, when they get there. Now, listen, some people that want to stay with their mother and father all their life. But normally, these young men, now they get at least, I'd say 17, 18, they get a job at 19, man, they're ready to move out.
Mm.
They don't want to be there home with mom, daddy and mama.
Mm-hmm.
But Abraham stayed there till he was 70 years old with his father. Now, his father wasn't a slow eater, because Abraham said that Sarah was his sister.
True.
But her mother wasn't his mother.
Right.
He got too muddy, though.
Mm-hmm.
That Jerry wasn't no, he wasn't no slow leak when it comes down to women now.
No.
And I know people don't talk about that too much, but I'm talking about it. Number three, what I said.
He then, with his father and his family and household, quitted the city of Ur in which he had hitherto dwelt, and went some 300 miles north to Haran, where he abode 15 years.
Now that's where the 75 come in at.
Mm-hmm.
So he's 85 years old, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, but he heard from God when he was 75.
Mm-hmm.
So he heard from God 10 years after he left. He was 70 when he left. He heard from God 5 years after he left his own country.
Mm.
See, sometimes people got to leave home before they hear from God.
Mm.
And that's what it said, the eagle pushed the bird out.
Because
the bird got to learn how to fly.
Mm.
Some birds don't want to let the children go. But you got to let them go, so they can know God for themselves.
Mm-hmm.
Now, number four, what do I say?
The cause of his migration was a call from God.
From God. God was the one that told him to move. So he was moving. See, a lot of people think now they can go all over the world, and they can. They got money, get a good job, they can. But the most important thing about life is let God lead you.
Right.
What is also, let him lead.
Let Jesus lead you.
Yeah, let him lead you. And you'll never go wrong. So Abraham was led by God to migrate, to move. Then he said, there's what?
There is no mention of this first call in the Old Testament. It is implied, however, in Genesis 12. While they tarried at Haran, Terah died at the age of 205 years.
Good God, Abraham's father lived to get 205 years old.
Good God.
Did you get that?
Yeah.
Abraham lived to get 175.
Mm-hmm.
But his daddy became 205 years old before he died.
Mm-hmm.
But yet still the Bible said Sarah was his father's daughter. By another woman.
Mm.
Now, somebody said, well, you know, God didn't believe in all that. Whatever you say, the word don't change.
Right.
The word says that this man lived till he got to be 205 years old.
Right.
Abraham's father. And he died.
Mm-hmm.
He died. Now Abraham got to go and point him about what?
Abram now receives a second and more definite call, accompanied by a promise from God.
God promised Abraham that I'm going to give you your seed to be like this. Grain of sand by the seashore. God said, you can't count them.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, so quite naturally, when Abraham got 137 years old, he didn't have but two children. And that was Isaac and Esau. And Abraham said, wait a minute, I got to get to work here.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Sarah, I preached one time that when God promised Abraham and Sarah that Isaac was going to be born, Sarah didn't believe because she was laughing.
Mm-hmm.
She was behind the veil laughing at me. And God said, what you laughing at? What you laughing at? She said, I didn't laugh. God said, yes, you did laugh. But make sure this time you're going to have a child. And she gave birth to Isaac. And now he had already had Ishmael, by Hagar, which was, everybody said it was Sarah's fault. Sometimes I say it, but I know all God is in control of everything.
Yes, he is.
So I'm just saying it was settling God that it had to be like this.
Well.
And I believe God left it like that. So it, like Deacon Booker used to tell me, Pastor, every tub got to sit on his own bottom.
Amen.
And I believe that God fixed it so every man got to make up his own mind.
Amen.
Honey, I met many Arabs that have turned their life over and became Christians. In New York.
Mm-hmm.
I met Arabs that became Christians. He was on the family. Well,
mm-hmm.
One of my instructors told me he was an Arab. But God healed him and changed his whole life. So I believe that God let Ishmael come and knew that they were going to fight against the Israelites. And they're still doing it.
Mm-hmm.
But some are still delivered because of the promise of God. God promised Abraham. So no matter how it looks, even though Ishmael is not the son of the promise, but he's the son of Abraham.
Right.
And guess what? Every child that is born on that side, that's Abraham's seed.
Amen.
So God had two people, Isaac and Ishmael, to develop the seed. But now God sends six more children. Look what happened here. And those are whereupon what?
Whereupon he took his departure, taking his nephew Lot with him, not knowing whither he went. Hebrews 11 and 8.
Abraham took Lot with him. And a lot of times we get in trouble by taking people.
Right.
I think you said the other day that the promise was made to who?
The promise was made to Isaac. To Abraham. The promise was made to Abraham, right.
And not to who?
Not to Lot.
Not to Lot.
Not to Lot.
But Lot was enjoying the blessing.
Yes, he was.
And he let something that what I said, he allowed his herdsmen to cause him to deviate.
Yeah.
That's what I say.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's what I say. He let his husband herdsmen. Now, the preacher told me this, and you can't, the Bible didn't say that. But the Bible says there was a strife between Abraham's herdsmen and Lot's herdsmen.
Right.
And so Abraham said, let us not quarrel. You choose which way you want to go.
Yeah.
And so Lot chose Egypt because it looked good.
Yeah.
But that's where he died. Sodom and Gomorrah.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where he died at. And Lot said, well, I'll take whatever was left. So Lot took the blame. Now, so it shows me that we need a direct connection with God.
Mm-hmm.
See, we don't need this connection through somebody else.
Mm-mm.
We need a direct connection with God. Lot was a good man. The Bible tells us that. But he was trying to get to God. Well, actually trying to bypass God. Abraham. Because else why would he get in a confrontation with him?
Mm.
Why would he get in a debate with him?
Mm.
What is that debate about? If you follow him, if Abraham's leading, why you got to debate?
Right.
What do you say about that? If Abraham's leading, why would you got to debate?
Why is there a debate? I brought you along with me. I'm blessing you. I couldn't let you, but I'm bringing you. I'm blessing you. I'm not asking, and you're reaping the benefits of the blessing. Now, why would you let your herdsmen get in a fight with mine? Why wouldn't you pull them aside and say, "Hey, listen, you didn't have to bring them. Why can't you teach your herdsmen? Listen, we need to be satisfied with what we have. We don't really deserve anything." And I think a lot of people miss out on God, like he was teaching us tonight. We have a lot to be thankful for. And sometimes we just miss it. We don't be grateful for what God gives us. And I think Lot's herdsmen were the same way. He didn't even have to bring Lot's herdsmen. He could have told Lot to leave the herdsmen. I only called you. But he picked up Lot and his herdsmen when God simply called him to bless him and brought them along. And unfortunately, a lot of people miss out on their blessing because they're just not grateful. Give them an inch, and they just think they deserve a yard versus being grateful for that inch.
Isn't that amazing, though?
Yeah.
But now what you're saying is so true. It's vital. It's a current thing. I look at when we moved here 2 years ago, right?
Mm-hmm.
And God blessed us, and all of these things were going on. And one of my siblings, you know, we got beside himself. And he said he don't agree with the vision. But the vision that God gave me is what got us what we are.
Mm.
God gave Abraham the vision.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Right.
Now, he didn't give it to Lot.
No.
But Lot got into confrontation with Abraham because of the herdsmen.
Right.
Which should have never been.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I think that's what I'm this what I'm talking about.
Mm.
I think somebody put something in his ear. Mm. You can do this, you can do that. But God never gave him the vision.
No, actually, God appeared to Abraham.
Yes, he did.
He didn't appear to Lot at all.
No. And people do it all the time.
Mm.
They try to, well, look what happened in, what was it, 1990? When God gave me that vision down there in Henderson, North Carolina.
Mm-hmm.
And in I'm thinking about, 4 or 5 months, we have over $13,000.
Mm-hmm.
Several pastors had joined.
Mm-hmm.
All of a sudden, this man decided that he wanted to be the head.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what? They had a business meeting that did it. But next thing you know, his son was dead. Next thing you know, he had cancer. Look, all he had to do was follow the vision. Look, the vision was not, the Bible said, though it tarry, wait on it. It's coming.
Mm-hmm.
If God give you a vision, it's got to come to pass.
Yep.
Now, some people may try to take it from you, but don't ever worry about it because they can't take what God gave you.
They cannot.
God gave Abraham life. He said, "I bless you that your seed will be like the grain of sand by the seashore."
Yep.
You can't count it, but we're so numerous.
Right.
So when Abraham was 137 years old, he was still having making babies, even though Sarah was dead. But remember, I believe Sarah died because she couldn't believe the promise. Abraham married her because he loved her. She was a good-looking woman. But she didn't believe the promise because she said, "I'm old and my Lord is old. How are we going to have a child?" So she doubted God right then. But God let her have the child to prove who he was.
Mm.
But there's no indication in the Bible that I read that showed me that she got to the place that she believed. She still will walk around, what, 30-some years with unbelief. And I believe that's why she died early.
True. She ain't had no kids.
She had no kids. Because first of all, she doubted God. God said, well, just wait and see. You're going to have that baby.
Let's see the time.
Now, she thought that God, when she was 80-some years old, 89 years old, and God told you God was dead. She couldn't believe it.
Yeah.
She doubted God way back 12 years earlier, 14 years earlier, when she told Abraham that he should go into his handmaid to fulfill the vision that God gave him. And you know what I found out? You don't have to go to nobody to fulfill God's vision. Whatever God give you, anyone, I'm talking to you out there today, if God gave you something, you don't need nobody. God gonna make a way.
Yeah.
Even if they try to stop it, mm-hmm. they can't stop what God said.
True.
What is it? Your arm too short to box with God?
Yeah.
You can't beat God.
No,
if God gave you something, it's going to, I'm talking to some lady, listen to me. You think that what God gave you ain't going to come to pass?
Mm-hmm.
It's going to come to pass. I can't lie.
Mm-hmm.
God told Abraham that I'm going to bless you. And he did just what he said.
Yeah.
Of course, Abraham, I think made some bad choices, but he made them. And you know, my mama used to say, my grandmother wrote, LJ, if you make your bed hard, you're going to have to lay in.
Yeah,
and I believe that Abraham, by him obeying Sarah, even though God allowed him to do it, I don't believe it was a good choice. I think he should have just tucked it out.
Yeah.
And went ahead and trusted God. But who am I? God is sovereign and God knows everything. So
true.
I'm not going to intrude into God's sovereignty and into God's wisdom. I'm just believing some things we do are to not me that I shouldn't do, and I just should wait on God.
Amen.
And I'm talking about you that's listening now. Some things you do, you should not do. You should just wait on God to fulfill his word over you and in your life. Because God is not a man that he should lie. Neither is he the son of man that he should repent.
Amen.
Let's look at something else here. Look. Point number 7, what is it?
He trusted implicitly to the guidance of him who had called him.
Abraham trusted what God said. He didn't change.
Mm-mm.
He stood on what God told him.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what God is looking for and waiting for. My man, my friend, my sister, my brother, pastor, whoever you are tonight, apostle, bishop, God is waiting for you to trust him. Depend on him implicitly to the guidance of him.
Mm-hmm.
He wants to guide your life.
That's right.
Honey, I never dream, I keep saying it over and over, of ever being here. You said this morning, you know, how in the world you and I get married?
Yeah.
You never thought so.
Yeah.
But what the Bible says, what does the song say? Where he leads, I will follow.
Yeah.
If you let God lead you, he will never lead you wrong. Never one time will God lead you wrong.
Yeah.
And if you trust him,
mm-hmm.
whatever he told you, bring it to pass.
Mm-hmm.
In Genesis chapter 25, verse 17, this is what it says.
Ishmael lived for 137 years.
Wait a minute now. That's Isaac's brother, mm-hmm. or half brother, that's Abraham's son by his bondservant, or his slave girl.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I don't know whether she wanted to have sex with him or not. But Sarah told her to do it.
Yeah.
So she had carte blanche. She had her way with Abraham.
Mm-hmm.
She probably loved him real good. But guess what?
What?
She got pregnant.
Yeah.
And now her son is living 137 years.
Mm-hmm.
Why? Just because God had blessed Abraham.
Mm-hmm.
Did you ever know Ishmael lived that long?
That's correct.
Ishmael, the Arab, lived 137 years, all because he was Abraham's son.
Yeah.
Then he said, then he breathed his what?
Last and joined his ancestors in death.
He died. He came up the ghost. Look at something else here. Isaac did what?
Isaac breathed his last.
That's Genesis 35:29.
And died. An old man full of years.
I don't know how Isaac was. I said he was an old man full of years.
He was buried with his family by his sons Esau and Jacob.
Hear that sound? He died being an old man. All because God had promised Abraham. So life comes from God.
That's right.
Look, sister, brother, if you want to live a long time, get right with Jesus. What does the song say? Get right with God.
And do it then.
And do it now. And he will show you how.
He'll show you how.
Oh, he will do that.
He will.
But listen, if you want long life tonight, I'm telling you, get right with God.
Mm-hmm.
Obey him. And watch him bring miracles to pass in your life.
Mm-hmm.
Watch him open doors in your life. Watch him turn some things around in your life. If you get right with God.
Amen.
Oh my God. I'm just excited here. Pharaoh asked Jacob, how old are you? Look, he wonder, how old are you? That's Genesis chapter 47, verse 8. Now guess what? Jacob answered, what did he say?
Jacob answered Pharaoh, the years of my sojourning are 130. A short and hard life, and not nearly as long as my ancestors were given.
So Jacob is letting us know something. That his father had to live more years than he did.
Mm.
Jacob said he lived 130 years. But he didn't, and he wasn't dead yet.
No.
Because he's talking to Pharaoh. And he said, but not nearly as long as my ancestors. So we know, according to this, that Isaac lived at least 131 years.
Hmm.
But Jacob said he hadn't lived nearly as long as his ancestors.
Mm-hmm.
So we know Abraham lived 175. We know Terah lived 205. We know that Ishmael lived 137.
Mm-hmm.
We don't know how long Isaac lived.
Mm-hmm.
But life comes from God. Look at something. Now faith what? Hebrews 11.
Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen.
I'm talking to someone tonight. You may be having some chest pains. You may be having some back pains. But look, start looking to them pains and start looking to your maker.
Yes, sir.
Start believing that God
mm-hmm.
is going to bless you. Start believing
right.
that things are going to get better before it gets worse.
Amen.
Start trusting God that he's going to make a way.
Mm-hmm.
I know you need to go. You're going to court. I know your money is tied up. I know you're being sued. But listen, I want you to take faith in God because life comes from him. He's the one that gives life. Mm-hmm. Nobody else.
Nobody
else. Listen, saying, listen. God gives life.
Yes, sir.
Nobody else. Our Father, he's the one that gives life.
Yes, sir.
You know, we testimonies over and over. How when the devil say no. I was looking at Facebook today, and this one person was saying how the doctor had given them up and how God had worked the miracle. He's that miracle-working God.
Mm-hmm.
He's the God that can do abundantly above all that we ever ask for faith.
Mm-hmm.
He's the God that can do anything. Mm-hmm. See, our God is not the sun God, the moon God. He's not the stars. He's not the elements. He's not the river or the lake. But he's Almighty God that created everything. There's nothing made that God didn't create.
Amen.
Just look at something else. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
In Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1, say what? By King James Bible, what?
For by it the elders obtained the report.
Verse 2. The elders, by walking by faith, God was pleased with them.
Amen.
And guess what? He'll be pleased with you.
Amen.
You said, that's not drink, liquor, I smoke. I don't care what you did. God has put that in the sea of forgiveness.
Amen.
Read verse 3.
Through faith, we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that things which are seen were not made of things which do appear.
It may not look like it today. Did you see what he just said?
Mm-hmm.
The things that was made were not made with things that appears.
Mm-hmm.
It didn't look like that you and I were going to be married.
No.
But we're married.
No, not even.
Yeah, it didn't look like you was going to be where you are. You come in talking about, you almost bought a car. I almost bought a car.
Almost did.
I almost bought a car. I remember a time you couldn't buy no car. You
nothing but a Matchbox.
Lord Jesus.
From Toys R Us.
Kenny asked you to say, Lord Jesus.
Now I can walk on a car lot and pretty much buy whatever I want.
Ain't that
God bless me. I got a little bit of sense.
But it said through faith.
Through faith.
We understand
that the world was framed by the word of God,
mm-hmm.
so that things which are seen were not made of things which do appear.
It don't look like I can do it, but I can do all things.
Hey, glory
through Christ
God.
Jesus,
amen.
Who strengthens me.
Yes, Lord.
It didn't look like you. It's the same young lady. I remember about, I don't know how many years it's been ago. Quite a while. Somebody in your family was jibbing all over you about something. I mean, all in the church, all around one day. And I said, Lord Jesus. But now that somebody that was making all that noise, there you are, there for them. See, it didn't look like it then. It didn't look like that one day that person was going to need you. It didn't look like it.
Right.
You know, I tell people, don't do no bragging. Because tomorrow ain't here yet. Or the next hour is not here.
Mm-hmm.
It don't take tomorrow.
That's right.
People died all the time.
Mm-hmm.
You know, God, if God don't bless you, you go, man. And I've seen millionaires die. Their mm-hmm. money could not save them.
Mm-hmm.
Life comes from God, our Father. That's where it comes from.
Mm-hmm.
Look what it says in verse 4.
By faith, Abel offered unto God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain, by which he obtained witness that he was righteous, God testifying of his gifts, and by it he, being dead, yet speaketh.
You know what I get from that verse, honey?
What's that?
No matter how many people disagree with me, no matter how many people can't see the vision that God gave me, as long as I do what God tells me,
mm-hmm.
he sees. God understands. Even if you kill me, if I die in faith, if you murder me, butcher me, brutally kill me, guess what? God sees it. And that's why it's so important that I stay humble under the mighty hand of God. Saints, I'm talking to you. Stay humble
Amen.
Under God. Listen. Look what it says in the next verse.
By faith, Enoch was translated that he should not see death and was not found because God had translated him. But before his translation, he had this testimony that he pleased God.
Hallelujah. That, look, my friend, my sister, my brother, whoever you are tonight, what the song says, get to know him.
Mm-hmm.
God is someone you need to know. Get to know him. If you don't know him tonight, get to know him. This is never too late, as long as you got life and breath in your body. Get to know Jesus tonight. Please. Get to know him.
Amen.
And watch God bless you. We get this phone now. God bless you on air. Praise the Lord. What happened? You gone? Praise the Lord. You can go back. The Bible said, get to know Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
Get to know him. And it was translated. that it should not see death. Did you see that?
Mm-hmm.
Did you see that?
Mm-hmm.
One of the things is, come on.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what happened there. This thing unplugged by yourself? Let me see what happened. Nah. It's home. Definitely coming home.
Mm. I hear it.
You hear it?
I don't hear no doubt, man. Not in my headphones. I do not hear the doubt, man.
I don't know. Praise the Lord. God bless you. You can call back. Try that number one more time. Let's see. 252-689-6172. Let's see what happened. I don't know what happened. It's on unplugged this.
Hmm.
Yeah, I don't know.
Glory to God.
I don't know whether he unplugged it or not. Shouldn't have, though. All right. Anyway. I don't know. Don't say that. Nobody about it. Don't do it. No. Here.
Hey, you're clicking it, but I don't hear it. Normally, there it is.
That's me.
Oh, I thought that was
okay, you can call back. I don't see it manually. This manual thing not working. 252-689-61. Praise the Lord. God bless you. That's when Abraham said, you go this way, you choose the way you want to go. And that's what they did. And it brought a division. God had never called Lot. Lot was there with Abraham, and he was being blessed. But he took it on his own, and that was a problem.
Okay, so it's separate. He was in the umbrella of Abraham's blessings.
That's right. And guess what? He went over there and he died.
Mm-hmm.
He was with the blesser. He was with Abraham. I mean, Lot was with Abraham.
Okay.
But he walked away from him. And it caused, and Abraham is the rescuer. Because it's always going to be like that. See, the promise was given to Abraham. And God will fulfill his promise. God is never going to give you a promise unless he fulfills it.
Right.
It may look, the Bible says, though it tarry, wait on it.
Amen.
It shall come to pass.
Okay, so you have to read that and stay with that.
Well, the Bible says, if God tells you something, Abraham lived to get 175 years old. And I didn't realize to the day that his father lived to get 205 years old.
How old was your father again?
205 years old.
Okay.
When he died. And then Ishmael, which was born by Hagar, lived to get 175 years old.
Yeah.
All because God had promised Abraham that he's going to bless his seed.
Well, Hagar almost killed herself. She put herself in a desert. And extreme conditions initially until the angel kind of interceded.
Well, the thing is, Ishmael couldn't die because he was Abraham's seed.
Right.
See, sometimes we don't look at that. Look, even though Sarah told Abraham to go into his handmaid really had nothing to do with it. She was like a slave girl. So she had to obey. And the child was born through the seed of Abraham, because the man got the seed.
Mm-hmm.
But even though that wasn't a promise, that was a flesh given seed. Well, she was harsh because she let jealousy come in after Isaac was born. And see, that's the key. See, no matter what, see, God's promise has to come to pass.
Right. That was
true. I don't care who get in the way.
Nope.
Sarah got in the way. She's the one that, well, I can't say, I just said that Abraham made a bad choice.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because if he hadn't made that choice, but then by God's sovereignty and God is in total control, God could have prevented it.
True.
But he didn't.
Right.
And I believe, as I was teaching tonight, sometimes God allows you to get in things just to show you how bad you made a mistake. It's not his divine will.
Right.
But I can't say this about Ishmael. I can't say it. I don't know. Ishmael was, but I can understand the envy between the Arabs and the Jews. I can understand that because Ishmael is legally the oldest.
True.
And legally, he should have been the one to inherit everything.
Right.
So I can understand the envy there. But what you know, if you look at it this way, if I come on the scene and you was always the top dog or the top chef and you was getting the recognition, and then I come on the scene and start giving it to me, I can understand a little bit of envy there. If I was top dog and you came on the scene, and all of a sudden, you getting the recognition that I could understand me getting a little jealous.
Right.
So I understand that the Arabs don't like, does not agree with, I mean, it's a generational thing, that the Jews are the ones that are the promised seed.
Right.
And I can understand that. You understand that, don't you?
Not to get into political stuff, but I thought the World Trade Center attack was precipitated by jealousy. I thought it was like this was the biggest building, and they didn't have big buildings like that at the time in the Middle East.
Well, either way, it would be enemy. Enemy comes to steal, to kill, and destroy.
That's good.
And that doesn't matter. I don't know.
Either way,
that the bottom line is, if I kill you, with strangulation, I'll shoot you with a double barrel shotgun, then result you're dead.
Pretty much.
Doesn't matter what tool I use to do it with. And I tell people, if you kill somebody accidentally or intentionally, death is still death.
Well, people use cars now, intentionally,
it could be a weapon. Yeah, either way, death is death. You know, either way. Same thing with Abraham. Abraham had a promise from God. God allowed him to live 175 years. He was 75 years old when he moved out of the home country with his father. He stayed with his father until his father died.
He was a way former.
Yeah, and the Bible says that he told Pharaoh that Sarah was his sister. So that could have been reason why he didn't get no seed right away, because he lied. Abraham lied. But there's a but to it. He turns around and says, well, she really is my sister, because she's my father's daughter, but not by my mother.
Right.
So that means Sarah, huh?
She was a half sister.
But he married her.
Yeah. Sure did.
He married her and he loved her.
And had the promise too.
He had the promise. So God evidently approved it. You know, so what can I say? And I think
what
most.
The problem now was she was so attractive that, you know, that's the problem with a super attractive woman, maybe in that day and age, that, you know, other men would want to get in on the situation, you know, whatever the status. And I think, you know, that's the catch 22 that Abraham was with.
Well, Joe, I tell people this, right? You see women stand in front of the mirror, put on that makeup, dress themselves up, and then some man look at them, say, what you looking at me for? Well, why did you put on the makeup? Why did you put on all that stuff? You put it on for me to look at you.
Yes, sir.
And the truth of the matter, all men, including you and I, if you're still a man, women attract you, and it's supposed to. Because God says sex was made for us.
Amen.
But we have to know, we have to put the governor on us and know how far to go. That's the key.
Right. But I think also with the age thing, back then, maybe the environment was better, the air was better, the water was better, and, you know, that was conducive to longevity. And also, I think, you know, Abraham was probably given specific instructions to stay, you know, on a good, healthy path that he could follow. The Lord probably gave him step-by-step things to do, hey, you know, to do this, to keep healthy or whatever. You know, that may not be in the Bible, but I would speculate that.
Well, all I know is life comes from God. He's the one that gives it. That's all I know. I don't know. And I know now, I've outlived my father. How many years? You said 31? 37? 27 years. I've outlived my mother. 23 years. I've outlived my grandmother. 16 years or so?
Yeah.
I mean, no, 12 years.
12 years.
Yeah. But anyway, I know life comes from God. And I remember when I was in my early 40s, I thought, I said, man, I'm not going to get that old because everybody around me dying. But I accepted Jesus when I was 30 years old.
Amen.
And I contribute my life because I accepted the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Right. Now you said that Shalene was saying that the herdsmen were ungrateful. What specifically did they do, the herdsmen of Lot, where they were ungrateful?
Well, number one, I think what she's saying and what I'm saying, they had some contention between Abraham's herd and Lot's herd, and that's enough though. He should have been just grateful that that Abraham brought him. They didn't have no say so. Just do what he said. Listen, my time up. I gotta go, Joe.
Okay, sure. Okay, thanks.
No, I think that's it.
Oh, how wonderful, how I need His love. Sometimes I wonder how I need His love. Lord knows the road, and the road.
Well, praise the Lord. God bless you. Thank you for being our special guest on the broadcast tonight. We got to go. Give me a delete here. We'd love to hear from you. You can make all correspondence out to the Jesus Save Ministry, 1007 West Arlington Boulevard, Greenville, North Carolina. Zip code 27834. Or you can email us at gojesusnow@aol.com. Website www.tjsm.org. Or you can call us 252-689-6172. Remember, whatever you give to this broadcast, it will always be used for the winning of souls. We got to go. Because of all that's happening. So until the next broadcast, remember that Jesus loves you, and I do too. never, ever give up. Jesus is on your side. Take care.
Closing back, let all the earth rejoice.
What happened to this thing? It ain't going on there. It ain't doing it. There it is. Let's see. It ain't doing it. No one is the thing out here. Wait a minute. Which one is it? That's it. They switched it. That's why. Oh, they got on the wrong one. It's been switched. That's it. That's why. See that? Okay. How come this ain't here? Let's see. How come they doing? It's working, but it didn't go through the sound. How in the world did that get switched? Did
it switch because I don't have
a switch? No, I fixed it. There you go. How did I get it switched over there? See that? It's on the wrong one. I can't figure out how I got over here. I know my bar a piece here. I must have put it back in the wrong one. But I had something else going in there. What is this?
Well, President, God bless you. Thank you for tuning in.
See that? It's on that, but why? And where is this going? Let's see. What is this record playing?
6172.
Oh, that's the phone. That's that thing. Let me put it back here. Okay. Still ain't going. There you go. There you go. What? Thank you. you go. Yeah. That button pushed up by accident, I guess. I know it wasn't why I do it that way. Okay. My back. Put my back like that. Good God, am I? You shut that down. No, you won't. I thought you come here to help me. Did you shut it down? No, I wouldn't shut down.
Huh?
It didn't shut down. See it? What are you doing? Whatever.
Why did it mean? Why come back on?
It didn't shut down, Tracy. It wasn't shut down. It's just loose again. We're going to get it all worked out. I gotta get here tomorrow sometime and go upstairs and see what's them buttons. And play that thing where I can play it. I know how to fix it. I'll find out which one it is. I ain't going up there tonight. Push the button. I know. One of them buttons up there, he push. Because you ought to be pushing buttons, you don't know what he's pushing. I told him, don't put, if you push one, push it back. Because the trouble's not up there anyway. The trouble ain't no up. The wires ain't going up there. You understand that, don't you?
Yeah.
You don't understand. Why is ain't going up there? At the